time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' big win over Seattle on Sunday.
All right. First of all, like we said in the locker room, and I'll say it again, all glory to God. We are a humble group that works hard, and I'm really proud of those guys for the way they played. I mean, it's been a lot of things going on in terms of challenges to preparation, different travel, different things, injuries, and guys have just done a great job of fighting through that, keeping their eyes straight ahead, no turning to the left, no turning to the right, and just doing the best they can do. And it showed up today in a total team effort, and that's what it was. Total team effort against a very good football team. So proud of that. We'll stand on that going forward and sack it, and then we'll get ready for, obviously, a huge game next Sunday against our division rival, the Browns. So what questions do you have?
John, I know nothing is won by week 9, but you know, when you're at the end of the game and you look up there and you're beating another division leader by 34 points, what's kind of going through your head?
I mean, I thought, man, I like these a lot better. You know, that's okay. But, it's great. And because it's as a coach, it's fulfilling, because all the things you work on, all the things the guys work on, you see it transferred onto the field in a game. That's what you're excited about, because they have success. The guys have success doing the things that you want. But you also understand that it's one win. You know, you don't get credit for more than one win, no matter what the score is. So our job is to stack wins, and our attention turns to the next game. So, but happy with the guys. They're going to enjoy it. And then Tuesday afternoon, they'll be working on the Browns.
John, you've seen some very dominant defenses in your time with the Ravens. What makes this one unique? Is it the malleability? Is it what makes them special?
That's a good question. I mean, I think that's a great word for it, really. To be honest with you, that's excellent. I wouldn't have thought of that. But it's there's a lot of truth in that. And I do think that, I think we have the ability to, to morph the way we need to morph, week to week, series to series. But that's one thing. The other thing is the guys. The guys have been on point. The guys are doing what they're supposed to do as hard as they can every play. Not as perfect all the time, but when you do as hard as you can, as well as you can every play, you get pretty close. And, so I'm just – I like it, but, it's never as good, never as bad as you think it's going to be. So we'll go to work. We'll get on the tape. I'm sure we'll find plenty of things to work on.
Along those lines, the sudden change situation at the end of that, after the fumble, they could make it a one-score game, but not only do they make the stop, it puts you guys in a position to get points.
I think that's the turning point of the game. That'll probably be the line spike, when we talk about that. I mean, for that situation to turn out the way it did, and the defense to get the stop and then get the next stop again, and then we get the field goal because of that stop, and just flip the whole thing around was massive. And that probably, just flipped the game in our direction momentum-wise.
John, go through this group of undrafted rookies that comes in, right? And what do you remember of Keaton Mitchell's arrival, and when did you see you had something with him?
Well, I mean, listen, he's right here. You know what I mean? We're just trying to keep – he's a humble guy, which we appreciate. He works really hard. We don't want to ruin that right now. But, he's been raised the right way. I mean, he's a football family kid. He's a player's son, and he's got an amazing family, and he's been raised the right way. He's humble. He works hard. He knows how hard it is. Doesn't take anything for granted, and he doesn't get too frustrated, with the injuries and things like that. He just fights through it every single day, and then see it pay off for him is great. And he knows the next challenge. Now they know who he is, so there's going to be a new challenge next week, right? And he's looking forward to that. So yeah, proud of him. Offensive line played great. I thought Lamar had an outstanding game. I thought our receivers. How about Rashad Bateman? I mean, two really tough catches, coming up with those catches, keeping drives alive. Isaiah Likely converting two big third downs for us, the 1 and 4 minute that kept it going by breaking two or three tackles. You kind of go on and on with those guys. I thought Mark had a big game, couple big third downs, and the one that got us to the 4th and 1, then we got him to jump off sides. Those are the kind of things that get hidden in the game that you forget about that lead to the kind of outcomes that we had today. So just a lot of guys to talk about.
John, Lamar looked like he got a little dinged up on that 4th and 1. Run. How's he
health-wise? He's okay. I wish it wouldn't happen that way, but it's not bad. I don't want to ever see anything like that, but he seems like he's okay. You okay, Lamar?
Yeah, I'm good.
There you go.
So, John, knowing you had Mitchell, did he factor in your decision not to make a trade? I mean, you know what you had on the bench.
That's a good question. That really never came in the conversation, just being honest. I mean, I think we knew what we had with him. And, we've also got – I'm going to tell you, Melvin Gordon's a really good back too. So we got four guys that we really like. But, you know, you still, I think you look at value and what it costs and opportunity and stuff like that, and it just didn't work out. But, yeah, it's probably a pretty good point. Turned out okay, right?
John, you just mentioned a lot of guys. It was also fun to get a big smile on Odell's face. You know, he got the touchdown at the end of the game, had some nice catches before that.
Who's that?
Odell.
Yeah, Odell. Yeah, it was great. It was great. Yeah, we had a word, and he's great. I mean, he just see him come back, and, you know, that's what you expect of a player like that, a veteran player who's done it before. Lamar threw a great pass on that slant, catch and run slant. It might have been man or three lock, one of the two. And then to get the touchdown pass, another a great throw. I think Snoop threw that one, right? Touchdown pass, and it was a great call by Todd. Odell ran a great route, got kind of a double move back out to the corner. It's good to see.
This was a dominant Seattle run defense before it got Leonard Williams. For you guys to run the way that you did in a game like this, what does it say about what the script you did?
It says a lot about the O-line and the backs, you know, and Lamar. I mean, Lamar had a number of those runs too, but also the threat of Lamar. Okay, the passing game was going, so they can't just gang up on the run too much. Then the execution of the O-line and the backs. I mean, gosh, and the tight ends. I mean, here's a guy. There's a lot of guys blocking, but Mark, you know, Mark. We see him as a receiver, yet he's a really good blocker. So, all those things factor in.
Two more for Coach.
John, your pass rush is hitting from the inside, the outside backers, and the secondary as well. Just why do you think all of them are clicking consistently? Games so effectively.
It's like, I'll tell you what, it's like 1,000 things you work on, and everybody is doing the best. Everybody works on pass rush. Everybody works on timing the blitzes. You know, everybody works on the patterns. Everybody works on the coverage behind it. A big part of what you saw today with that was, I think, the complementary football between the coverage and the rush. I mean, the coverage got the quarterback to hold the ball, and then the rush got there a number of times. They're going to be frustrated, the ones they didn't get him down when he moved out of there a little bit. But I thought our coverage was outstanding, and our rush got there. They kind of works together.
We saw you encouraging the fans to get louder. Is that because you saw that they were interfering with their play calling? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when our fans go, it makes a huge difference. And sometimes, you know, we had the lead there, and I felt like they were, you know, we needed them to, let's go, man. We want to get this stop too, you know. And then they did. They did. And they just make such a big difference for us when they're loud like that. And they are. They always are. So, yeah, kind of got them. Did they notice? Did they get riled up a little bit when that happened? Did you notice the difference? Okay, all right.